Welcome back to another episode of the Survival Fitness Plan. We cover what you need in order to survive and go through the best methods of fitness training so you can escape any dangerous situation. Subscribe to the channel now and enable notifications so you never miss out on any of our latest episodes as soon as they're uploaded.
Hi guys, and welcome to another episode of the Survival Fitness Daily Plan. I am your host, Sam Fury. Feeling a little better today. Scratches and stuff. Did some Pilates this morning because I should have gone swimming. I had swim this morning, but I wake up earlier than the swim starts. I couldn't get through most of it. Certain core exercises, I couldn't. I didn't have the range of motion for it, but I did what I could, and that's that. So hopefully it's all right. I hope this is working. Oh, I feel like I'm in a really Australian accent today. For those of you who know, I'm actually Australian, but a lot of the time when I speak to the camera, I put on an American accent. It's not on purpose, it just happens, depending on what country I'm in and where I'm at the moment. But today, I guess my American accent has shown through. I mean, my Australian accent. Anyway, there you go. It might change back to American. I don't know. Anyway, today's episode is about climbing holds. Climbing holds 101. Right? It's about how the types of holds and how to grip them. So if you know the types of holds and the best way to grip them, that's a lot of climbing done. The other thing is like keep close to the wall and move with your legs, right? Push up with your legs. And then it's just practice, really. But using the right type of grip on the right hold is a good start. So the first one is edges. And for edges, you use the crimp grip. So an edge is like, if you think about like a tabletop and then it like suddenly drops off, but you can have like little ones of these, like little crevices inside like the rocks or whatever. That's an edge. And what you want to do is use a crimp grip on that. So that's basically the top of your fingers just holding onto it. And you can also have a half crimp, which is like the very tips of your finger, not the very tips, but all right. So a crimp grip would be like your palms on the vertical side and the other one kind of goes on top and you pull yourself up. But a half crimp would be like halfway up your fingers, right, or even up the top finger nodule bit, just crimping onto that, the half crimp. Doing that a lot, it's a very common one to do, and they have like you can do pull-ups on your crimp grip, right, to strengthen it, but you do it a lot and it's like it's really sore. But there you go, it's a common one. The next one is slopers. A sloper is basically, and on a sloper you use an open hand grip. And a sloper is basically kind of like a roundish hold. And an open hand grip, if you think about your palming a basketball, but like keep your fingers a bit close together, or you can spread it, it just depends on the hold, right? And so you get that grip onto it. And it's basically the palm of your hand and your fingertips gripping onto the roughness of the rock as you climb up onto those. So slopers with an open hand. And the last one that we'll talk about today is pinches. So a pinch is like anything, basically, you got a pinch. You know how to pinch. It's a pinch, right? But you can use your whole hand to pinch, or just a couple of fingers to pinch onto whatever's protruding from the wall. A lot of these things are kind of instinctive, but just knowing about them, like for some people, it's not. So just like when I climb, I don't really think, oh, I'm going to use an edge. You know, it just kind of happens, right? But just knowing how to do it and knowing that it's there might help you out a little bit, and also it'll help you to train. Like you know that. Crimping, you need certain strength. So if you're finding crimping hard, then you can work on strength on that area. So there are others, such as pulls, pockets, Gastons, all of them. If you want to learn about them, check out the bouldering section in the Emergency Roping and Bouldering Training Manual, www.survivalfitnessplan.com/emergency-roping-bouldering. That is it today, guys, and I'll see you tomorrow. Don't forget to
If you enjoyed this episode and found it useful, remember to like it and comment. Also, don't forget to subscribe and turn on notifications so you never miss out on our future uploads. Thanks for tuning in and see you again soon in the next episode.